Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I don't know why this made me laugh, but did you see who brought Ariana Grande out in Chicago last night at their show?
Yes.
Not a huge pop star.
Yes.
Like Shawn Mendes.
No.
Or the Backstreet Boys.
No.
Or Chance the Rapper even. I mean, not a Kanye. No. The person that brought Ariana Grande out for a surprise performance last night is the one, the only, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara.
Babs.
Really? Again, who the hell cares?
Dude,
okay.
I heard about this. My first thought was Mama G would be so jealous because Mama G loves her some Babs.
That's the kind of thing that, yes, a 60-year-old woman.
Exactly.
A 60-year-old woman would be screaming.
Oh, it's Barbara. Oh, my God.
Now, my mother, who's 75, would not know who Ariana Grande was. If she would know her music.
Yeah.
She would know if she saw her.
Exactly.
Right.
But Mama G.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So for the 60-year-old crowd with the Ariana Mama G.
Yeah,
right?
I guess she needs to make her demographic a little bit older, eh?
It just made me laugh because, you know, Ariana Grande loved every second of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Barbara Streisand is technically a legend. She's
absolutely
just old as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I bet her interns don't even know who the hell she is.
No
way. I
don't
put money on it, quite frankly.
I'm trying to find a Barbara Streisand song that people would know.
No, but there's nothing.
No.
Good
None.
Luck. There's nothing.
There's not.
In fact, she was only big at the beginning of my childhood.
Yeah.
So forget it, dude. If you're under 35 by...
Is it bad that
I... Amazing Gibbons knows her.
Is it bad that I get her confused with Bette Midler?
Yes. Shut up, because I was...
Yes.
All the time. Because
it is. It's horrific.
Because I always go, wind beneath my... Wait a minute. That was Bette Midler. That was Beaches. That was different. All the time.
Get out.
All the time.
You are in my head at the moment right now. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because I was like, what song? Oh, yeah, Wind Beneath My Wing. Wait a minute.
Nope.
That's Barbara Streisand. That's not Barbara.
See,
I just did it right now.
I
just did it right now.
They are completely different.
I understand
that
they
are. I don't see anything. I would never get them confused, but that's my point.
Yep.
I'm 40. You're 35. What did I just say? Anyone under the age of 35 has no clue. Well, not everyone, but
well, there is this
90%.
Song. Do you remember this song, Barbara Streisand?
Oh, yes, I
what
do.
What is it?
Wait for it.
This is a group called Duck Sauce.
I just remember the song. I don't remember the group.
It's a song called Barbara Streisand. And the only words in this entire song are this little, ooh, and then they'll say Barbara Streisand.
Just, oh, yeah.
I'm the Britney gif again. Where she makes that look back and forth like, huh?
Wait for it. It's coming. It's going to be worth it.
It better be.
They're building up the beat.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here it comes. Get
Fist
loud.
Fist bump.
Get loud.
Fist bump.
One.
Yes.
Two. One, two,
three, four.
Where's it at?
I thought that was it. Son of a bitch.
I did too.
See?
Oh, dude.
Damn it,
come on,
sauce.
Really?
It's the long build.
Way to go.
Come
We're
on.
Not
enough, there's not
Way
enough
to go.
Molly in the world to get me through this.
Hold on.
Or enough spin class.
Did we just miss it?
Climb that hill, Riggs.
Seriously.
Climb that hill, Riggs.
Yes.
Damn it, where's the climb that hill, Riggs? They're going to say Barbara Streisand. I can go downhill.
It's going to happen.
They will.
It's going to happen.
They will. Wait, here it comes.
I've never heard this in my life.
I've only ever heard it with Barbara Streisand.
No, but I know who she is. I don't know what this is. You weirdos.
Oh, my God.
Look, the story was Ariana Grande came out with Barbara Streisand. She was the surprise guest at her concert, and I was laughing.
Yes. I knew it was coming. I knew it.
Oh,
that's funny.
All right.
God.
Children everywhere. Who's Barbara? I don't care. Yes.
And that song is by Duck Sauce, if you ever want to Google it.
Oh, my
God. I don't.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
My good news, I wanted to say it yesterday, but I forgot. I don't understand why I forgot this. because it never happens to me.
But hell?
Yesterday when Gibbons and I went to Liquid Johnny's,
yeah,
after I rode the giant slide, I opened my driver's side door and I looked down and below me is a $5 bill perfectly folded in half. And I was like, this is a sign that I should be drinking beer right now.
Gibbons, how come we only find pennies?
Seriously.
And dimes?
I never find any money. I never find money. Never. Never. And I found a five-ski.
I thought you were
Abraham
kidding.
Lincoln. Ski. Abraham Lincoln.
I really
sitting right there.
I thought he was
a quarter gallon of gas.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter gallon of gas.
A quarter gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a whole gallon.
But it's two beers, damn it. You better believe.
At Liquid Johnny's.
It's two beers at Liquid Johnny's.
In Dallas, it's two beers.
Best damn believe.
Right. Don't ask about downtown.
That's generally
it's
good.
A quarter of a
Gibbons,
beer downtown.
First round is on the universe. I just found $5.
I thought you were kidding.
Nope, not at all.
I really thought he was kidding about that.
No, I was not kidding at all.
No.
Never find money, ever. Like, I'll find it in my pocket, like a dollar bill that I'll forget.
Yeah.
But never just found money, $5 net to me.
Can't beat
that. No one else around. It's all us.
Meanwhile, you know, Cindy's like, where the hell's my five spot that I dropped outside of Panera the other day?
Cindy, maybe should have been a little more careful with your five ski, bro.
Just maybe.
Maybe should have been a little more careful.
Quote those words, because when he loses money, we're like, maybe you should have been a little careful with the 20 ski.
Just saying.
And I'll say, yep, I should have been. Damn right I should have been.
Oh, right.
What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I have gotten snacks from Pottery Guy like every day this week, and I'm really excited in my purse.
What kind of snacks?
He sneaks them in, and then I got to look. He always leaves me a snack in my purse.
Like chocolate-covered bananas?
Well,
like those types of snacks?
No. Okay. I don't even like chocolate-covered bananas.
No,
thank you very much.
I was just offering suggestions.
But today it was quite a snack.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
I bet it was.
Because we're leaving town.
We are.
We're going to Chicago later.
Yeah.
So he gave me some, I literally just looked, beef sausage.
Oh, nice. Those are the
cashews, my favorite nuts. Nuts and salami.
Those are the old Dominion or whatever they're called. Old something.
Beef. Old Wisconsin.
Old Wisconsin. Old Wisconsin. Yeah,
I knew. See, after he did it 2 days in a row, I knew he was going to put, because he'll come over and then he'll put something in my purse like a snack for the morning to be sweet.
Hey,
and so I knew there was going to be a snack in there, but I didn't want to look because I didn't want to ruin it.
Pottery guy, be careful. Don't set the bar too high, because then when he doesn't bring it, you're going to be like, why didn't you bring any snacks?
Oh my God.
Why didn't you bring any meat?
I swear to God, Riggs.
Don't do that to him.
Last night I said, you know you don't have to maintain this. Like, I actually said that. Things I've learned dating in my life or being in relationships. I
good.
Said, I really love it. It's so cute. Don't stop. But you don't have to maintain it either. And I'm not going to be like, why didn't you do this? I'm not going to be upset.
Yes.
I would have 10 good. Years ago. Why didn't you give me a snack today? You don't like me anymore?
Right.
It's fine.
Thank
you. If you don't give me nuts today, I know you still like me.
He'll give you nuts
because
in another way.
Because I'm 40
way.
Now, not 12.
You get plenty of nuts.
Allie.
I get lots of nuts and salami already.
See?
I am clearly flustered. I looked Riggs in the eye and said, Allie.
Yes.
How did we let this whole thing go? The guy put nuts and meat in her bag and we didn't say a damn word about it.
Put
the guy put nuts
bag.
And meat in her bag. We didn't say a word.
Because we know the innuendo was already there, Gibbons.
It's not
God.
Even an innuendo. It's happening, okay?
It is.
Oh, it's all nuts and salami
yes,
in my life.
Yes, it is.
It's not even a joke.
It's not. It's not.
But
at
I think
all.
It's really sweet.
Very sweet.
Sweet. Very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news.
Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
About he's obsessed with Twix, by the way, and it made me think of you. So I do get him gifts too. I got him 3 Twix ice cream bars last night for when we're gone. So Riggs, I forgot to tell you, he likes Twix. And Riggs is obsessed with Twix.
It might be my spirit animal.
I know. Okay, so go ahead, Gibbons.
I want to go gay for this guy,
Gibbons.
I have the greatest news of all.
Yeah,
I got a 3-hour nap yesterday, you guys.
I hate you.
I went to sleep. I woke up like,
I hate him.
Oh my God, it's 5:30 and it's light outside. Did I oversleep? Oh God, did I oversleep? Oh God, it's PM.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel refreshed.
Great.
Oh, that was a fantastic nap.
Yes. Good naps.
Yes.
That's all good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We've talked about the Disney Plus streaming platform, right?
Yes.
Disney Plus is kind of taking all of the Disney movies, all of the old school ones, all of the new school ones, all the Marvel movies, and all that stuff, and pulling it on one platform.
And the old TV shows. Don't forget those as well.
That too, and it all launches in November.
Oh. Which is only like how many months away? Two,
couple,
three?
Yeah.
Two and
it's
a half,
August
yeah.
now. Well, now Disney Plus announced yesterday that they will offer a bundle of ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $12.99 a month.
Shut up.
All three
okay,
of those together.
I need
together.
You to rewind and say that one more time because I was half listening because that's how I do it. 556.
Mm-hmm. Disney.
Shut up.
Disney Plus. ESPN Plus and Hulu, all three of those for $12.99 a month.
ESPN,
Disney Plus,
Hulu.
ESPN, and Hulu. So you get your sports.
I want the ESPN, damn it.
That's fine. You're going to have a man suit or
whatever. Why would the ESPN and the Disney of, oh, is it because of like the kid
because
and the dad?
Disney owns ABC, which owns ESPN. It's all intertwined. So Disney's not losing anything with ESPN Plus.
And ESPN Plus has like, they have the 30 for 30 series on ESPN, a bunch of sports movies. They have that whole series, all the ESPN shows. This is a steal.
And they also said that Disney Plus is working with Apple, Amazon, and Google to also work with bundles with those services as well. So they're bundling everything together to try to make it all streamlined. This is going to change the game.
Wow.
It's got to, because Disney's like the biggest name there is. I got goosebumps talking about it because they're so huge. Like the amount of weight they can throw around owning
Disney
all the stars.
Disney could have just charged $11.99 for Disney, quite frankly, and they would have no problem whatsoever.
Right. But they're going to make... So
I'm like thanking them. Like, thank you, Disney.
Yeah, seriously, right?
As if I didn't spend $200 on a damn ticket to Disney World one year. I'm thanking them for charging me $11.
Thanks, Bob Iger.
You know what's funny?
Who's Bob Iger?
He's the guy, the CEO of Disney.
Oh.
Who did all this stuff.
All the money that you would save for having this service for, let's say, 3 years, without exaggeration. Yeah. You take a family of four to Disney World for one day, and there's all of your savings. But it's still 3 years worth of savings. It's still savings.
But we're thanking him. Like, you should have Disney for free just for attending
your
park.
Thank you so much.
If you've been to Disney World, you should get it for free for the amount you paid to go there.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Or waiting in line for the Fast Pass. Fast Pass my ass.
Right? And then you wait again in the Fast Pass.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just triggered me, dude. It's a shorter line. I'm mad again.
It's like TSA pre. Oh, it's a shorter line. Great.
It's not a lie. I was just at Disneyland a few years ago with my kids in California.
100%.
You literally get the Fast Pass.
Yeah.
You shoot ahead to the Fast Pass line, and then you wait in another line.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
One more time, can you tell me what is involved in this service and how much it costs?
Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, $12.99 a month. It's launching in November.
It now sounds like a total freaking ripoff. 2 minutes ago, it sounded great, but then we talked about it in the room. This sounds like a freaking ripoff.
And then you think about you spent $20 on the last movie you bought from Disney. Again. Take my money. You already screwed me.
I'm triggered.
Damn it, Disney.
I'm triggered.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so a private plane that was carrying Pink's management, everyone important to her, crash landed. Not like had an emergency landed, like crashed at an airport in Denmark late on Monday night. All 10 people on board were safely evacuated, but the thing burned. So basically, it landed and burned at Denmark's airport.
What?
Pink's like plane with all her people on it. Thank God she was not on it. She was not personally on board, but her manager, who's like her lifeline.
Yeah.
Most people's lifeline when they're celebs. Yeah. Her manager was on board. Several other members from the tour were on board. But it all turned out okay.
Did they say what happened? What caused it? Do they know yet?
Well, they just said that it was they had to make this emergency landing, but then it crashed, and I don't know.
See?
They named all the people on it, but it's nobody we know.
I watch air disasters on the Smithsonian Channel often.
Yeah, me too.
And a lot of these accidents occur on landing, which is why I jump out of airplanes. That's why I skydive. Because statistically, I'm going to survive the jump more than I will the landing. I'm kidding.
Is that right, I wonder?
No,
probably
not.
And, you know, Diplo, who we play, he just had also had a like emergency landing
because one
of the planes, a window cracked. That just happened over the weekend. So it's kind of weird because we've had two celeb planes like have these strange accidents in the past 3 days.
Which freaks people out that travel with those smaller planes. Because Pink was in a smaller plane, much like
her manager.
Diplo
was only 10 people on Pink's plane.
These are little planes that
these
people are in.
These are private planes. Yeah.
I've never been happier to travel commercial.
Rich people.
Rich people
know,
problems.
Right? Mm-hmm. Rich people problems.
Put me in coach and put me all the way in the back.
When I flew to Florida last week, I must have been on one of the New Southwest ones, and I can't think of what they're called, the 8 something. Anyway, the New Southwest ones, you guys, I am like almost 6 feet tall. My legs were crossed.
What?
And I still had leg crossed.
Oh.
On a Southwest flight?
On a South, and granted, I've lost a lot of weight, so I had way more room, which is another glorious moment in my day.
Isn't that nice?
I was loving how much room I had. But my legs were full on crossed in an airplane, and I still had space in front of that. And I thought, This has got to be one of the new South.
You weren't in an exit row?
Nope.
Really?
Damn.
No. It's one of the new ones. Wow. I can't think of what the plane is called. It's a new Southwest plane.
Boeing, Embraer or something.
They did a thing on it. But I was like, this has to be one of the new ones because I've never had this much leg room.
We're glad.
Even when I was skinny before, I didn't have this much leg room. There's no way. This is a new plane.
We're glad that Pink is safe in Denmark. Yes. Everything's okay.
And she should be flying Southwest.
Come on, man.
She's got one leg room.
She's got flying private, bro.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
We're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Your flask.
I pour Diet Coke. Yeah. I do it like it's my flask. Like, don't look. I'm just pouring a little more in the thing.
Don't joke around and act like we're not fighting right
fine.
Now.
I'm really irritated. I really actually am irritated with you guys. So, hold on. Let me set my 2-liter down. Yeah. Riggs and Givens and I are fighting. This is a real fight. They are pissed off at me. And so I wanted the interns, you're allowed to give your input, but it involves you too without you realizing, okay, because we're fighting for like 3 different reasons. Riggs, do you want to take this first or do you want me to take this first?
Well, you're the one that started this argument, so I'm going to let you start with this.
Okay.
Because I don't have anything more to say.
My son's birthday is coming up. We have to have a party. Nobody's done anything. I'm a single mom. I'm getting it in a lot. I don't have time to plan the damn party, okay? So you're planning the party. Got it.
I got 2 kids of my own that aren't my own at home to worry
don't
about.
Care.
I can't worry about your kid's birthday
don't
party.
Don't give a damn.
And this is the exact reason why I don't have or want children because of planning crap like this. And because you're a terrible mom now, I have to do this.
Yes.
Because you're getting it in with Pottery Guy.
I'm busy.
You're too busy getting the
So
that you can't plan something for your damn kids.
Correct. So here's what's going to happen.
What?
Tomorrow, I had said I wanted to have the party on 8-8. It's one of the days I can bring Hudson in, okay, girls? I need you to go to the store before the show tomorrow. We will have a list. Are you going to pick it up?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you why we're fighting afterwards. Do you have your list for what you need for the party?
Yeah, but do they know that you did? Because I already have the people that are going to be here tomorrow morning at 2:15. Do they know they have to be here at 2:15? That's the only time they could be here tomorrow morning.
I didn't know that.
That's the only time. If you want us to do this for your damn... I'm not going to be here there.
Can one of you guys come at 2:15? I'm not even kidding.
You can stay here if you need to.
Like, we have to set up... Like, we're getting, like, full-on amusement park out here. Like, bounce house. Like, I got stuff set up. Can you guys... I'm not even kidding. Can one of you be here at 2:15 in the morning?
We're putting it out in this front area. Because if...
And you can't leave early. You have to stay till 10 still.
If they don't get... Or 9. If they can't get it here before the show, we can't have it at all. And then just...
And they're pissed at me because I don't want to come at 2:15. I'm not coming at 2:15 in the morning. I'm tired.
I know. You're not even here at 4:15. You're barely here at 5.
We're here at 5:15. What are you talking about?
We're here at 5:15. 2:15
in the morning.
Yes.
Is that a problem?
We just need you to be here. I'll leave you my key.
I'm laughing because I feel bad, but it's a real thing.
I know. We need...
You're serious.
Yes. Like, we're not going to do this. We need the interns to do it, and that's why we're fighting, because I don't think that we should have to make you do this, but we can't be here at 2:15. Somebody has to be here at 2:15 tomorrow morning. Just to meet the guys here. That's all you have to do is let them in. You have to let them in the front door.
You're interns.
I will give you our keys. That's all you have to be here for. And like film a little bit of it, maybe like a time-lapse video of them setting up the bounce house.
That's
a
good idea. That's a good idea. But it will be fun.
Yeah, you can help set up a bounce house. It's
awesome.
We have
a bounce house. It'll be fun.
It's a very nice company.
So our interns, are you in or are you out? Are you coming at 2:15 in the morning or not? I'm not even joking.
I mean, I'm not.
How are we going to be set up for the show?
I'm not trying to lose my job.
Right. Is that a yes or a no? That's a no.
That's
wow.
A no.
Who's going to set up the damn party?
I'm not going to be here.
Erica Funpants?
I can't be here that early.
Please? Please?
We're depending on you.
So wait, I have to be here
at 2:15 a.m.
2:15.
It's not like manual.
Until 9 a.m., yes. Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
But it's not manual labor. You're just like letting them in and you're going
to
help.
You don't have
set
to
up.
Do anything. You just need somebody to be here.
To
we
get
need
the
a
bounce
body.
House for my kid's party that we're going to have on the air.
A body from the station.
We're going to have lots of fun stuff, but yeah. I need somebody here at 2:15 and I'm not coming
you
in.
You are literally the only people that we could ask to do
this. I am not doing it. You talking to the microphone.
Talking to the microphone. Go ahead.
You can't leave between 2:15 and 6. When
you mean can you go back home?
No, somebody has to be here.
No, somebody has to watch it. What if somebody comes and messes with
it? It's a liability thing.
We are renting it.
They can't put it here without some sort of station representative, somebody from the company being here. You can't leave.
They don't want to do it.
Oh my God.
They will not go up. Oh, I would have done anything when I was an intern.
It would be
can we
beyond.
Sleep?
Yeah, I guess in the bounce house if you stay in it.
Yeah.
No, you can't sleep during your shift though, because you guys have a job to do. It's gonna be a 6.5-hour day.
Liability.
2:15 to 9 a.m. That's a 6.5 hour
That's
day.
Not even that bad.
Come on.
You're right.
Tomorrow?
Yes,
tomorrow.
We're asking you to do
tomorrow. Yes, you normally are here for 3 hours.
And now we're fighting because I didn't plan this very well, and now I need you to come in at 2:15.
I'll go if Eric goes.
No, I'll go if Eric goes.
What do you mean?
Okay, screw it.
All right,
there's
fine.
No damn party tomorrow.
No, we're not
but
here.
We really are fighting, and it has to do with you guys. They did not want to tell you guys that we're out of town Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we're
leaving
out of
town after the show day. The three of us are going to Chicago. The three of us are leaving town. We're not even here. They wanted to make you guys come in, and I said, that is
a
D move. That is a D
so
move.
Rude.
And then Gibbons looked at me with this S-eating grin like, screw that. I'm not telling them. They're coming in.
Yeah.
And
I was
then
gonna set up.
Rick smiled a little and said,
I was like, maybe we'll set up cameras. Because then what swished me to not want to do it was the fact that we wouldn't be here to witness it happening.
I said, why are we having them come in when we were not even going to be here to see them come in and we're not here?
I really wanted you guys to call us tomorrow morning.
They're on an emotional roller coaster.
They don't know what's going on right now.
There is no party.
There's no party.
In fact, there's never a party.
Let me wrap it all up. There's no party. We're not here tomorrow and Friday.
And
you have the weekend off. Have a great weekend.
You have Thursday and Friday off.
Four-day weekend for you.
We can sleep in.
Yes, you can sleep in tomorrow.
But we did get into a real fight.
We did.
Because they were literally going to play this prank on you, and I thought it was too mean. I like screwing with people, but I thought it was too much.
You weren't here for last week's prank either, Allie.
No, you weren't.
That happened last week.
Yeah, which one?
You guys may be underachievers,
but I still got to stick up for the girls. What happened?
We walk in, they're like, oh, we have Lala 4-day passes for you guys.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
And they're like, oh my God, like that's sick. And they were like, we're going to see how long it takes for them to realize it's for Thursday.
Yeah.
And it was Friday.
Right. It took them 17 seconds, though. They were a lot quicker.
That's a funny prank, though, actually.
Yeah, right?
Even though your hearts were shattered.
Oh, you missed me throwing up.
Yes, I heard about that, too. Yeah, I'm sad I missed that, not really.
Fun Pants threw up when she drank apple cider vinegar and soy sauce. Yes.
What would you have done, though, if you got here tomorrow and we weren't here?
Yeah.
And we texted you and said, sorry, we aren't here. Forgot to tell you.
You call us at 6.
But we knew we did it on purpose.
Yes.
That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So you would have taken an Uber here, hungover achiever.
Yeah.
And would you have been, like, angry?
No, not at 2 in the morning.
Not that we would have cared, but would you have been angry?
Not at 2 in the morning. It was going to be your regular time.
Regular time.
They were just going to show up and not tell you.
Yeah, we're going to be like,
oh, oops. Quiet Gibbons is because he's so angry about the fact. He really hates you and wanted to screw you, and that's a fact.
As someone who's been a radio intern and during my internship was on the street in a freaking diaper during a blizzard, who did all kinds of crappy
radio
intern stuff.
He did.
Jesus.
The work ethic of the children, we say this all the time. It's a fact.
I'll come in if she comes in.
No,
you're an intern, for Christ's sake.
You do whatever the hell we say.
Yes.
Earning your stripes.
I would have done whatever the hell they asked me to do, and I wouldn't even have questioned it.
I would have complained outside of it.
This is secretly your final evaluation.
Yeah.
Your 4-day weekend is...
And let's just say, be happy Riggs is in charge of that and not me.
And I'm not even trying to pat myself on the back, but they literally were going to have you come in tomorrow.
Yep. But tomorrow and Friday.
And we won't be here.
You guys have the weekend off, 4-day weekend.
I mean, we'll still be on the air, but we won't be here.
Yeah. You'll hear replays.
Told.
What's that?
I appreciate being told.
Well, you're being told right now. We turned it into content.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
But we really were. It was really uncomfortable.
It was a fight. Yeah, it was a real fight.
That's not a lie.
Yes.
Gibbons is still mad. I apologize for nothing.
Gibbons is the quietest I've ever heard him in my life.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's still pissed. Look at him.
I thought we were friends.
We are friends. And let me tell you, the stuff I did as an intern 12 years ago, I still talk about today and have fond memories of. That would have been something 15 years from now when you're in the middle of your career, you would have said, remember that time when I was an intern and they made me show up and nobody
was
there?
Sleeping in a bounce house.
Yes, exactly.
I would have been so pumped.
Mm-hmm. Man, I had a list of stuff for you to get to, like a fish tank full of applesauce and all sorts of things.
We were going to give you a list for the party and be like, go get this.
Top of my list was a naked picture of Ed Sheeran. I don't know why we wanted that at your kid's birthday party, but that was the top of my list.
The rest of your list,
please. It would have been a fun birthday party.
It would have been a fun. We could still have a party.
Hell,
you can have one without us tomorrow. What's on his list? What's on Gibbons' fake list we were going to give the interns to pick up
tomorrow? Start at the bottom.
Uh-huh. All right. A gallon jug full of green M&Ms only.
Uh-huh. Only green.
Uh-huh. Carolina Reaper peppers sliced in half filled with cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
And one overly intoxicated little person.
That's what I wanted, damn it.
An intoxicated little person.
And then, yes.
You sick man.
Naked pictures of Ed Sheeran.
Hey.
Who's the weirdo on the show now?
It's a party. It's a party, y'all.
It's a party.
I think it's funny. He's still mad that he's so quiet on the air. He's still pissed off.
It would have been funny. It would have been really funny.
How much do you hate
them? I don't hate them.
Oh, that's BS.
He wanted them.
You were mad the whole break, dude.
I wanted them to have the intern experience.
You normally scream.
I wanted them. How excited he was when we got to do the beer pong thing with them and making them drink the soy sauce, and when we got to fake them with the Lollapalooza tickets. He loves playing pranks on them.
I'm all about pranks, ladies. I'm gonna wrap it up here when I say this. I'm all about pranks.
Yeah.
I thought the Lollapalooza thing was funny, even though it was a little mean.
Yeah.
This one, when they told me this week that we just weren't gonna tell you, that I go, did you let them know we're gone Thursday, Friday? They go, we're not telling them. I go, are you joking?
Wasn't even a second thought.
No.
Nope. Like, no. No, they weren't even, it wasn't even, they were like, we're not telling them. They're going to come and it's going to be funny. And I'm like, that's not even funny. That's mean. That's, to me, that was,
that
to me, that prank went over the line to mean.
Mean, rude, and dumb.
And dumb.
Oh, mic dropped again. Just now the intern's back in trouble.
Say hello. To the bad guy, Riggs and Ramon. The end.
Basically, Gibbons thinks you suck.
Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you know that vehicle titles and registration fees are going up in Wisconsin now?
She's reminding me mine's up in August. Oh, damn, where's the card they sent me? Where's the card?
It's probably underneath all the mail in your house. You never
that
pick
I
up
haven't
your mail,
opened
dude.
Either.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, all sure your other, have it. Right. I have the stack. The big stack that I don't look at because I avoid it. Oh, and then I get a call and I go, damn it, I guess I should pay my weed energies bill now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're saying that the new title fee will increase. I want to make sure I'm reading this right. From $69.50 to $164.50.
Wait, what? For what now? What is this for?
According to the Department of Transportation, and this is on a Fox 6 web article I'm seeing.
So blame them if it's wrong.
Yes. Just want to say that right there. The new vehicle title fee will increase from $69.50 to $164.50.
But wait, you don't get a title at... Don't you just... Do you get a title every year, or is that just your registration?
No, it's just the title fee when you buy the car.
Oh!
When you buy the car.
So it's double, but it's like the one-time thing when you buy a car.
Right.
I was picturing what I have to renew right now, which is my plates and stuff, and I was thinking they're doubling that every year. That would send me over the edge.
Yeah.
This is not as crazy when you think about it, unless you buy cars every day.
No, the one that you're thinking of, the registration fees you pay every year are going up.
Oh, great.
But only by $10. $75. To $85.
I get so annoyed when it comes up every year.
Can I ask a question about the plate referrals?
Go ahead, Gibbons, please.
As someone who's been to customer service at Pick and Save quite a few times.
Yes.
To get your plates renewed?
Can you do that there? Because it says DMV renewals,
wait,
but I'm
title?
Like, this can't
pick
be
and
real.
Save?
No,
not
the title.
Not
the
title.
No, not
the registration, yes, you can do it. Pick and Save, 100%.
Yes, I've done it. I've done it.
I have too. They give you the sticker and everything.
That literally just gave me goosebumps, because anywhere I've ever lived, you had to go to the DMV every year and sit there every year just to be like, just renewing my tags.
And they they do it so much, they don't even, like, if you went in there and you were like, I don't know what to do, you'd be like, I need to renew. They'd be like, here you go. They're so on it, because they do it all the time at Pick and
Very
Save.
Much on it, yeah. Or you can you can do it online, too, if you wanted to. If you like to pay online.
You're more than welcome to text at 71037 if you want to argue with me. It's fine. But my opinion is, the DMV, like, on Loomis is a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
Always a wait. The DMV out west, like Pewaukee, gold.
Really?
I've never waited out there. I zoom in, I zoom out. It's all about the one you pick.
But no.
Now text into 71037 and argue with me, or tell me what maybe it just happens to be the days I went.
I
don't screw with Loomis anymore, because I've always had a long wait.
The Loomis one I've never had a problem with. If I'm there early in the day.
I was there early, and I still had to grab a number. And
I've also gone in the middle of the month, because I feel at the beginning and the end of the month, that's when everybody's going to get their...
Oh, you think too hard. I wouldn't have thought that hard.
That's the way I think. I go in the middle of the month.
But my registration's up in the middle, so that makes no sense.
Right. You could do it online, too. Just save off the hassle.
Nobody has to do anything at the DMV from August 5th to the 25th.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing's happening at the DMV.
Nothing at all, except when Riggs goes there in July to renew his.
Oh,
and by the way...
Let me take this moment to say.
Oh, Christ. Here we go with the guy.
I'm just going to sit back.
I'm going to go look at the text. This guy.
I would be remiss if I did not take this moment when talking about your registration
to
say.
I give to you, everyone, on a Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Get your coffee. Get ready. Riggs is going to lose it. Here is Riggs, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen of the state of Wisconsin.
It's music. There you go. Thank you.
When you get your renewal sticker in the mail... For the love of everything that is holy, take the renewal sticker and put it in the bottom right-hand corner over the old sticker. And if the pile's getting big, well, hell, peel the old ones off. They come right off. Oh, no, but if I don't put it there, I have to put it in the middle because someone will steal my sticker.
Yep.
No one's going to steal your sticker. Go back to the DMV and get another one like a regular person.
He's freaking out, dude.
He always freaks out. This is one
but
of his things.
But they'll cut
that
my
makes...
license plate. They
this
won't. It's
makes...
an urban legend. I've seen it happen a couple
He's
times.
He's turning purple.
But it won't.
This makes
Follow
Riggs
the
crazy.
Law. It is a law. There's it is not a suggestion.
Let him vent. Let him get it out.
You put the sticker.
Let him get it out, then I'll tell you something.
In the bottom right-hand corner. It is a license plate. It is not a scrapbook.
Oh, my God.
For the love of Christ.
I'm being serious when I say, do you feel better?
I do.
Okay,
feel
good.
Much
okay,
better.
I wanted
you
to feel better.
Thank
okay,
you.
Because we're traveling with you, and I don't want you to be a big D.
I know.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for all of the texts. Riggs is a freak about license plate
100%,
stickers.
100%, yes.
I could care less, but people are cracking me up on text because they're saying things like Loomis sucks, Elkhorn is amazing.
Oh,
somebody else said the one and only DMV in Kenosha is always a nightmare.
Yeah.
Somebody else said South Milwaukee's rarely very busy. I get in and out within 15 minutes.
Look, bro.
And then somebody else said they now have kiosk machines at Festival.
No yeah. way.
Festival Foods.
Yeah.
You don't even have to talk to anyone. You can just go to the automated machine, which is news to me. So
Let's
thank
see.
You for texting at 71037.
All those ways.
Yeah.
Get your sticker. Just make sure you put it in the bottom
oh,
right
God.
Hand corner where it belongs.
Wait, Riggs, this is
what?
Even funnier, though.
What?
This text is really funny.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are ready for this.
Oh, God.
Somebody texted in and said, schedule an appointment for the DMV. No wait. No wait. That's rich.
That is funny.
That's an appointment. No wait. That's rich.
Oh, gosh.
But serious, I'm serious about the stickers, though.
Riggs, get it out, Vince.
Put it in the
Your
bottom right-hand corner.
Pet peeve.
By the way, Asshats of Wisconsin. It's a real Facebook page. Go find it.
Oh, my God.
I moderate it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This song will not go away, and I'm actually okay with it. We play it nonstop. My kids are obsessed with it. Every time it comes on the radio, in the car on Kiss,
yes.
they go, turn it on!
Yes!
Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah.
Still number one. We talked about this last week.
Good
we're talking about it again
God.
This week.
Holy crap.
Still number one on the charts after 18 weeks. It has broken more records Ooh. Than anything. It's insane. They had made history, or he had made history, because he's in this, and he added Billy Ray Cyrus to it, and
yes.
then it even blew up even more.
He keeps adding people to it.
It's the longest running number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 in 61 years.
It's insane.
Holy
crap. It is insane.
It is.
I mean, and we talked about how it beat out Despacito. It beat out One Sweet Day.
Yep.
I thought Despacito annoyed the hell out of me when we played it nonstop.
Right?
I mean, Old Town Road, I'm still not even sick of it, which is funny. Because Despacito, I was ready to pull my hair out. And this is like still getting number one, and I'm not sick of it yet.
Yeah, I remember.
At least Despacito, I was sick of when it hit number one.
Well, listen to the hook. I mean, God.
There's an app called TikTok that the kids are, the kids love their TikToks.
And Riggs.
And Riggs.
And J-Matt.
Yes.
Our midday guy.
And this was a thing on TikTok. People were doing a dance to this Horses in the Back song, and I was like, what the hell is this thing?
Yep.
And then it just exploded on the radio, and it took off. It's insane.
I did
so much so that he even has a second song out that I'm like, what? Who cares? Just
Nobody
play Old
cares.
Town Road. Play Old Town
uh-huh.
Road.
But when Old Town okay. Road's been on number one on the charts for 18 weeks.
It's 4
Gibbons,
months.
I was yeah. going to say, Gibbons, do the math, please. You know I'm not the math one on the
yeah.
show.
4 months plus a week.
4 months. Okay, so what are we in? What month is it?
This is so since
yeah.
the beginning
Someone
of August.
Help.
Since the beginning of April.
August, April.
Yep.
Wow.
I wasn't even dating yet in April.
Holy crap.
I just started.
Since if you got pregnant when the song came out, you're in your second trimester. Oh my God. Did you see her look down at her uterus?
Oh.
I'm not pregnant. I was kidding.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I mean,
God.
I was checking. No, I'm kidding.
Allie and
That's
I will...
a long time ago, April.
Yeah.
Allie and I what? What?
I was going to say we're going to beat a softball game. I was transitioning forward. I was like, we what?
I
thought he was going to tell some messed up story. Like, yeah. I went to buy a pregnancy test at Walgreens one time because she thought she was knocked
out. But if you need a pregnancy test, I know where to find some. I got a whole bunch stashed away if you need them.
It's funny because it's true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be at a celebrity softball game on Saturday at Capco Field by, what is it, Concordia? Is
Capco
that what it is?
Park.
Capco Park.
It is inside, actually, of Concordia.
Yeah.
It's Gibbons and I went there for a Chinooks game.
Yep.
And it was awesome. And I couldn't believe how cool the park was. I was shocked by how nice the park was.
Yeah. Former Brewers Robin Yount and Paul Molitor will be there.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. You get on the
campus.
You're
on Yount's team. Why are you bragging? If I was on Robin Yount's team, I'd be screaming it from
I'm trying to be humble, bro.
Why?
Trying to be humble. Because Robin Yount and I.
I'm on John McLaughlin's team. I'm on John McLaughlin's team.
Hey, Robin Yount and I.
Everyone.
We go way back.
I'll be in the stands drinking heavily.
When I'm not up to bat, I'm going to be in the stands drinking heavily too.
Woo! I'm going to be double fisting Robinade because Robin Yount's on my team.
Yes.
Did you just hear that? Coach.
Robin Yount is on Riggs' team.
Yes,
Robin Yount is on Riggs' team. You just heard that.
Of the day. Let's write that on the board.
Woo! Robin Yount will be on.
Is joining on Riggs' team.
He'll be on my team.
Oh,
guys.
My God.
And if you want to witness this, we've got tickets coming up next on Kiss FM. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Man.
You okay?
I hope this doesn't happen to me. I really hope it doesn't happen to me because it's an internet prank / meme / GIF, I don't know what you want to call it, but it can happen to literally anybody, Gibbons.
Okay, would it?
Anybody.
What?
Because everybody has a cell phone on them. Am I right?
100%. Not even a cell phone. A smartphone. Yes.
A smartphone, yes. Some people have their dumb phones, but everybody has a phone number, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you heard of this number neighbor thing that is going on right now? Because I've seen it happen to three of my friends on Instagram and Facebook both, and I think it's freaking ridiculous.
I've heard a little something, but tell those who haven't.
All right. Here's where this number neighbor works. All right. Let's go with our number here. All right. 414-799-1037. We would text the number 414-799-1036 or 799-1038.
Uh-huh.
Because we're number neighbors. It's just one digit off of the end. And then you send them a text and say, hey, we're number neighbors. Look at our numbers. They're only one number apart. Isn't that great? And then you ask them a random question like, if you could play soccer with severed heads from any band, who would it be? And then you just see what they say or ask them some stupid question. And then you screenshot it and you put it on your Facebook and everybody laughs at it.
Okay, do you have to wait for a response from the initial, hey, number neighbor? Because I just sent my number neighbor a text. I did.
Did you really do it? See, I don't want to do it because I think it's dumb. I think it's going to get annoying. It'll be cute at first, and then it's going to be annoying and irritating and stupid. Wait, ridiculous.
It's already stupid, okay?
The number neighbor
outside.
Thing? Yes.
Listen, are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding you right now.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You take one digit at the end of your number and go up or down, and you send that person a text.
It's something silly and fun.
But then, now you've got people calling you from who knows where.
I don't even want texts from people I know.
Exactly. I don't want texts from people I do know.
I think you guys are no fun.
What do you mean no fun? How no fun is it going to be until you start getting texts at all hours of the night from different area codes being like, oh,
hold on,
you're my number neighbor from a different area code. Now you got people from Guatemala sending you text messages at 3 in the morning, Gibbons.
One, it wouldn't be a different area code because it's the last four of your digits, so the area code would be the same. But
okay.
I think I just did a 180 and I think I'm on your team now, Riggs. Allow me to explain.
Okay,
because I swear, having sent this text to this my number neighbor, I will now obsess until I get a text back. And if I don't get a text back, I'm going to go.
What did you say?
I just said, hey, number neighbor. Just do a simple hello, number neighbor, to let them know that you're their number neighbor.
But if they don't know what that is, you have to explain it. You have to go beyond that and say, the number neighbor, look at the phone numbers. They're different. See, we're number neighbors. Because
I would write back and say, wrong number, brah.
Exactly.
But I would say,
who is this?
I would say, look at your number and look at my number. We're one neighbor apart.
That's
we're
what
neighbor
you need
numbers.
To say.
But now I'm waiting for
and
the
then
text
I would
back.
Say, get a life. Oh, so you're just, he's into the mystery of it all.
Yes.
But have you heard of the 71037?
What if it was somebody
you knew? You can text us 71037 or call us at 799-1037. Is this already a thing that's going on? Because you'd heard of it, Gibbons.
Yes.
Number neighbor.
Somebody texted
weirdos.
In the 71037 and said, my number neighbor is my grandmom.
You got your cell phone at the same time, probably.
No.
I've heard of families getting the same, like a block of numbers, and they're very close.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh,
this
God.
Is when the number neighbor thing goes terribly wrong. Somebody texted to 71037 and said, then I would be texting my ex-husband.
Ooh.
Oh.
Cell phones at the same time? That's weird. I hope it doesn't become a thing because I think it'll get irritating, the number neighbor thing. But if you've done it before and maybe you had hilarious results, I don't know.
I already have anxiety. I'm waiting for this number.
For your number neighbor to text you back.
Please text me back.
What if it's some weirdo that comes and finds you?
That'd be two of us then.
See?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. It is time for Hell to the No.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no.
I'll tell you, it's mayhem in the studio this morning. Come on. We're trying to do it. We're trying to work here.
Oh, my God. Twice in the 7 o'clock hour. What are you doing with Hell to the No? You want the truth?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're not. I want you to make up an answer.
No, I'll tell you the truth, actually. It was a great convo I just had while you guys were busy doing our jobs.
Perfect.
I stopped at our sister station down the hall, and I opened the door, and I said, hey, roomie, because I'm rooming with Elizabeth when we all leave town for our radio conference, right, later today.
Right. Yeah.
And she goes, you know what?
Oh, God.
This is actually a hell to the no. I never thought about this. She goes, you know what's funny? She goes, in what profession do they make you share a room at a conference with your coworker nowadays?
That's true.
And I said, oh my God, it's so true. I said, I like you and I've known you forever, so I don't mind rooming with you. Like, we like each other, Elizabeth. But she's right. In what day and age do they make you share a room with a coworker? Like, it would never happen.
In the day and age where you work for
it. But we all have to room together, and that becomes a fight then. Uh-huh. Because luckily, we're the only two chicks, so we get put together. But then it turns into, Riggs and Gibbs, we want to room together.
Yeah, of course.
No, we're not rooming with Bozo on the sports station.
Hell no.
And then it becomes a fight within a fight, right?
Yeah. Well, Gibbons and I are going to build forts in our room and make fart jokes. It's going
to
be great.
So I basically went to say, hey, roomie. And then she started talking to me about how in this day and age, which actually probably means she doesn't want to room with me.
Probably not.
I can take a hint.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Can I give a very special? Girl. I got a very special hell to the knob.
What?
It was about 3 minutes ago, and Riggs and I are going, where's Allie at? I wonder where she is. And we look over, and there's a giant spill right on the console, right in front of Allie's area. Hold on.
Did I do that?
So Riggs goes,
I didn't do that.
Riggs goes, she probably went to get some napkins to clean that up, and then she walks in without a damn napkin.
No. Did you see me walk in, though, and look at it and wonder what it was?
Yes. I see you do that every time you spill something and leave and come back. Yes.
And it's definitely your spill, because it spilled from your direction. Look at that. If it was a splatter analysis, you could see that it spilled from your direction towards me.
Okay, FBI, listen to me, mister.
Yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I think you guys spilled that on purpose to, like, blame it on me, because how would I spill that much and not know?
Because you're oblivious to the world around you sometimes?
How would you walk out of this?
So I have no self-awareness.
How would you walk out of here and miss it? We have one job, dude.
I have gone like this.
Yes, and spilled.
And flew out of, like, you see what I'm saying? I
see what you're doing, yes.
If I knew I spilled that, I would have cleaned that up. There's a giant puddle on the freaking counter right
this,
now.
Hold on.
I'm not that rude. Like, I'm rude, but I'm not that rude.
There are three of us in the room right now. Riggs, are you drinking coffee?
I'm not drinking any coffee now.
Gibbons, are you drinking coffee? No, I'm not drinking coffee either. Allie, are you drinking coffee?
I didn't say you did it. I said I didn't see it, you jerk.
Maybe Pottery Guy's cup is faulty and it's leaking.
Oh, yo.
What if that happened? What if he didn't seal the bottle? What if something happened? Oh, something else is leaking, Jesus.
Nothing's leaking.
Right.
I'm leaving that. Everything's moving just fine.
Is that why you're wearing a shirt that says caution wet floor on the back?
I swear to God, I can't believe I have to hang out with you two for 2 days straight. I went out.
You
I'm not
us.
Going.
Welcome to your nightmare, my dear.
Damn it. It is like a nightmare.
Now we get to spend the next 2 days with each other in our box in Chicago.
But drunk.
Yes, drunk.
Mm-hmm.
For radio conferences with other idiot radio people from around the country.
Oh, man.
Hell to the no.
So we drink and then we go to classes hungover and then we drink some more.
Yes.
Hell no.
Oh, really? Turns, can you clean this up?
What we do is...
I can't find any napkins.
They fly us in to educate them on how to be better morning shows around the country.
Yes.
It's really what happens.
And then we get up on a panel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what's your secret, Allie? And I go, I give zero bleeps. And I drop the mic and I walk off the stage.
Yeah, that's all you do.
No, really, I couldn't find napkins. And they're screaming at me about, I didn't spill that intentionally. So back to what we were saying.
Nice that she put the word intentionally at the end there.
Uh-huh.
So she's admitted she spilled it. She
Who
just didn't do it on
spilled
purpose.
I don't remember that happening.
You.
I don't remember that.
You
that,
goof.
I've learned how to block things out of my mind.
I know
works,
you have.
Okay? It works.
I know. Yeah, I know you have.
Wait, oh God, okay. We got a text at 71037.
Yes.
When you're thick and the person next to you parks way too damn close, so you have to maneuver from the passenger seat after a 13-hour night shift.
Oh, hell to the night.
Girl, you thick as oatmeal. That ain't your fault. You should, how could they do that? Screw
climb out
like
the sunroof.
Man,
hell to the no.
Thanks for your hell to the nos.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
No.
Why?
The answer is no.
No, why?
What? The feeling is no.
Okay.
We don't want it.
A
Home Alone reboot.
Oh, dear God, no.
The reboot. Movie is perfect by itself. In fact, it didn't need a 2 or 3, quite frankly. They were stupid.
Two was Wait, good. 2 3
was
good. Sucked.
Yeah, no,
3
was awful. They all sucked except for 1.
Hey.
Home Alone is the bomb. Let it live.
The second one, Lost in New York,
stupid.
Had some pretty good moments.
Yeah, and freaking Donald Trump's in it, and he's the president now. Think
he
about that.
He was in it for 2 seconds.
Put up. Isn't that weird now when you, like... Like, what if I said Macaulay Culkin's president tomorrow? You'd be like, what the hell?
They rap about him in songs. Yeah, it's weird. Of course it's weird.
So funny. Well, anyway, yeah. So Disney is saying that they're going to do a reboot, and you just talked about how you can now get ESPN, Hulu...
Yep.
And Disney Plus.
Disney Plus for how much?
$12.99 a month starting in November, yeah.
Which is a good deal.
Great deal.
So you realize how much crap you spend, how much money you spend on Disney.
Yeah. We thought we were winning with that. And then I looked at Riggs and Givens and I said, but wait, the last time I went to Disneyland, they took all my money and
all of
hundreds
it.
And hundreds of dollars. And why am I thanking them for only charging me $11? Quite frankly, for all the crap I've spent on Disney stuff, it should be free.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you ever bought a Disney thing, you should get the service for free.
Right.
Because you've been ripped off at some point.
If
you've ever been to Disney World and bought anything, you should get it for free.
If you've ever been to the Disney store and bought anything,
you should get it for free.
If you've ever walked into Walmart and bought a freaking Goofy doll, you've been ripped off, okay?
Amen to that,
God.
Sister.
We don't need a Home Alone reboot. Like this.
No.
Like, that's even worse than a sequel. Because
doing
you're
the same thing with Night at the Museum, by the way.
Again, plus, it wouldn't work this day and age, because if Macaulay Culkin was home alone this day and age, he would just see on Facebook, they would see him like checking in on things on social media.
True.
They would just call his cell phone. He wouldn't be home alone in 2019. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be a problem.
No, but in 2019 home alone, his cell phone would be dead and he couldn't find the charger and his mom would be calling the neighbor and the neighbor's phone would be dead.
Or in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, when you run into the flight attendant at the last minute and your tickets scatter all over the place.
Oh.
She just assumes that you're supposed to be there because you saw a guy that you think looks like your dad.
You know what?
But it turns out it's not your dad. Now you're stuck in New York City.
Hold
your
on,
family's
Riggs.
In Miami where it's raining and all of a sudden you gotta get directions from Donald Trump on where the freaking lobby is to the Plaza Hotel so you can get a cheese pizza and a limousine.
What year did Home Alone come out? I think I was 10 or 11 when I saw it in the theater.
92, 91.
So that would be right.
Yeah.
Maybe a little earlier even.
1990 maybe.
1990 Home Alone.
I was wondering because, so think about it, and I'm not even trying to be weird. Was it 90 you said?
1990 exactly.
Okay.
Home Alone 2 Lost in New York
was 10.
Home Alone 2 came out in 92, 2 years later. So they were both in the 90s.
This is my point. Think about that. So in 1990,
we
were still 21 years out from September 11th.
Yeah.
Like our interns weren't even born yet.
How many
Don't
years?
Don't even get me started.
How
Isn't
many?
That 90 to 2011. 11! See, Givens, I said I'm not the damn math person. Okay, 2011. What's the difference?
I'm doing the mental math and I'm going, why didn't she turn to me for the math? She just
I'm
said 21 years.
I'm thinking too much about the years. There's too much happening. Okay, 11 years. Fine, 11.
There we go.
You're trusting somebody.
It's a ton
isn't.
Of years, okay? That was my point.
It's not a ton is 2,000. It's not 2,000 years.
God, you're being a dick.
What?
Can I finish my thought?
He's trying to help you out here, man. He's trying to make you not sound like a goofball.
No, he's continuing to tell me how stupid I am.
No, I'm literally trying to help you.
You keep putting your foot in your mouth there, sweetheart.
I don't even remember what September 11th.
Yes.
I had a point.
There we go.
I had a point.
What was the point? It was before September 11th? That was your point?
Yeah, because you talked about the freaking tickets flying up in the air. And
I'm
saying, yes, in 1990, that wouldn't have been weird.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there was no security.
Along with the fact that you walked right up to the gate and could have gotten on the damn plane without a ticket, probably, if you wanted to.
That's right.
You used to go up to the gate and...
That guy looks like my dad. Let me on the plane.
Don't laugh about September 11th.
He's not laughing about... Oh, that's right. Gibbons is laughing about 9/11. Let's make him look like a jerk now. There you go.
My point was, everybody goes that it happened before September 11th.
Yes! Yes!
Yes.
Did you not make a whole comment about the airplane tickets flying
I
in
did.
The air?
I did.
Did I make that up?
No, you did not.
That was a point.
That was a point.
No, I'm finna pass out.
Push the button and go pass out.
Yeah, goodbye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So, what have you been doing to live your best life, huh? Tell you what I did yesterday?
Yes.
Taco Tuesdays, you guys. I decided it was on. The wife and I decided that we were going to go out for Taco Tuesdays because we just made a split-second decision. Just went to the first Mexican place we could find. We happened to be in the Southridge area.
Favorite Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yes. Now we went to El Beso in Southridge. Pretty good.
I think we've been there before.
We went there for Riggs' birthday.
That's what I thought.
Like a few years ago.
Yes, we did. We sure did. And I got an entire bowl of melted cheese. And it was amazing. And then I had my weight in tacos, pork tacos with some pineapple salsa. It was amazing.
I know
some people may not like the fruit with meat thing, but that's what I'm living my best life, man. Pineapple salsa.
I hate fruit and meat together, but you love it.
Pineapple salsa, pork tacos, living my best life.
I actually do miss chips and like queso, just the queso.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The queso was amazing. We said, can we have some cheese dip? She goes, it's just a bowl of cheese.
And I don't mind if I do.
That's fine with us, please.
I'm sorry, did you say it's just a bowl of cheese,
Yeah, because it's more than that, because there's cilantro and tomatoes in that ish
that makes it delicious.
I'm living my best life because I just rode a child's bicycle around the parking lot 12 times.
Yeah, you did.
And I liked it.
And didn't even hurt your lady parts at all.
Well, I had to stand up on the bumps.
Does that hurt to ride a bicycle as a girl?
Only after you've been getting it in every night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it hurts?
It's kind of like riding a horse as a dude.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you had a gynecologist appointment the day before. I don't know anything.
Well, maybe you were in stirrups yesterday. Maybe.
Maybe. So I would stand up on the bumps.
Hey, man, if you're living your best life, that's fine.
Yep.
799-1037, or you can text us at 71037. Gibbons, how are you living your best life?
I'm living my best life yesterday in three words.
Oh, yes?
3-hour nap.
Yes.
Oh, it gets no better than that.
Yes.
Naps are life.
You damn
when
right.
When you get a good nap.
Mm-hmm.
And was that a groggy nap? Did you wake up groggy? Did you wake up feeling refreshed?
I woke up totally refreshed, thinking I overslept and that it was 5:30 a.m. and not 5:30 p.m. I was
worst. Oh. When you wake up and you don't know if it's morning or night.
But yes. I was well rested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Happens a lot in the winter, too, when it's dark all the damn time.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're like, God, where am I? Where are my pants?
Oh, Jesus.
What
matter? Where are my pants?
Because you're living your best life. It doesn't matter if you don't have pants on.
Amen.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
We bring to the phone one mother of mine, the one, the only, Mama G. Welcome to the show, Mama G.
Welcome, Mama G. Welcome
to the show. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Milwaukee.
My spirit animal.
Good morning, Mama G.
Oh, hello, Mama G.
Why is Mama G on the phone, first and foremost?
Yeah.
She wasn't even on the show schedule this morning. All
no.
It says is you're going to miss... something about,
I have a very special announcement for Mama G, okay?
Oh, God.
Tomorrow is August 8th, which is a very special day.
Okay.
It is the birthday of my little brother, Tyler, who will be 22 22 years old tomorrow. But it's also the same day, the same birthday as Mama G, one Mama G. They share the same birthday.
I forget she had a kid on her birthday. That's mean. That's torture.
Right? No, if I wasn't pregnant by 35, I was getting fixed. And I delivered him on my 35th birthday.
Yep.
And then did you get fixed?
And then I got fixed immediately.
You're damn right.
She That's said,
right.
tie those two.
Tie them up, bro. Tie them up.
Now, on Mama G's birthday every year, I always make a big deal of it. I call and I sing and we have her on the radio and it's all well and good.
Yeah.
I got some bad news for Mama G. We're not doing the birthday celebration tomorrow.
No, we're not.
We are doing the birthday celebration right now because, Mom, I love you to death. I think you're the greatest person of all time, but... I'll be drunk tomorrow from like the moment I wake up probably till the moment I pass out.
Yeah, we're being in very important radio conferences.
We're too selfish to call you tomorrow is what we're getting at.
Exactly. I'll be doing my thing tomorrow.
Aww.
So I may not have time to call you tomorrow. I just want to get it done today.
Because I'll remind you of a memory, Mama G.
Oh, God.
Last year, we were in Chicago for the same thing, a radio convention.
Yep.
And I remember Riggs, there's a picture of Riggs and I at the first session of the morning. And under the picture, it says, "Where the hell's Gibbons?"
Oh, that's right.
He was MIA.
He was hungover.
He was just asleep. He was hungover. He was MIA. He just didn't show up.
He was hammered.
He was
still drunk. He was. He says in third person.
He remembers that distinctly because not only did he miss the first session, he was sweating out alcohol the entire train ride home got a car ride home with Allie from the train he was literally shaking because he needed booze. That was the worst.
You had the shakes.
Last year, that was when I was doing the sober summer, so you were drinking for two last year.
Exactly.
Well, he was drinking for two.
I know he is.
Well,
like he needs an excuse.
Mm-hmm. So happy early birthday to you, Mama G. Happy early birthday to Mama G. Happy early birthday, dear Mama G. Add some water. Happy early birthday to you.
Woo-hoo, I love you.
Aww,
I love you all. This makes me feel so special.
Now come back to Milwaukee. I have to take you skydiving. Let's go.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Next time I come, we're diving.
Done.
By the way, can I state something really funny? That
go ahead,
he
Allie.
Goes out of his way. He started it with saying his little brother Tyler and his mother share a birthday.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we never call Tyler. Has anyone picked up on that? Well, we only call Mama G.
When I call Mama G, Tyler is with her here and therefore I go put Tyler on the phone.
I thought you usually just go Mama G, tell him I said happy birthday.
No, I would never
He's sleeping anyway.
That little
Tyler
bum.
Is.
Tell Tyler to get off his ass, get out there, and be somebody.
God. He's 22. It's 8:40. I'd be asleep too.
Kid's probably still drunk. Let's keep it real.
Mike Gibbons was at 32 last summer.
And 12.
And 12 and 2. And
well, happy birthday, Mom. I know we're not going to be here tomorrow to wish you a happy birthday on the radio, so I had to do it today.
Yep.
Oh, thank you so much, guy. I love you, son. Do me one favor.
What's that?
Get lit for me.
Oh, okay.
You get lit.
Just for you,
He'll
Mom.
He'll get lit for himself. He doesn't need to get lit for anybody.
That's funny.
Job
just have a little extra for your mama here.
You got it, bro.
You got it.
I love you, Mom.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Happy early birthday, Mama
love
G. You look great for 32. You look great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Riggs, why doesn't our mom ever tell us to get lit on our birthday?
I don't know, because our moms suck.
I know. What's
up with that? No, because your mothers have morals and ethics and all those things.
Oh, there's that.
My
that
mom,
is right.
Not so much. But that's why we love her, damn
that's
it. That's
right.
why we love her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I stopped myself from starting drinking already because I had to be sober when you called me this morning.
Why?
Yeah,
we like you drunk.
You go crack yourself a bud because you deserve it, Mama G.
You go sit on your porch in Philly. This is what I picture. Her sitting on a porch in Philly somewhere.
Yes, 100%. Drinking a Miller High Life with her pinky in the air.
Screaming at the neighbors.
Yes, all that stuff.
What are you doing? It's my birthday.
Bring me some water.
You guys know her well. You know her well.
Do you guys have a drone flying over my house? Because I was just out there sipping my coffee saying, get ready, neighborhood.
Coffee with a dose of you know what in it, Kahlua.
I love you, Ma. Happy birthday.
I love you too, my baby. Happy birthday. Oh, that's sending me happy birthday. Thank you for all the happy birthday.
Oh,
she's drunk already. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Love you, Ma.
Drunk on life.
Yes. Kiss FM. Happy birthday, Mama G.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.